knock on your door and announce itself. No, it's much more clever than that. It slides in while you're busy, when you're tired, when you tell yourself that tomorrow will be just as good a day as today to start. Neglect comes dressed as a little harmless decision. You wake up one morning and you're supposed to go for a walk, but you look outside. The sky is a little gray, and you tell yourself, maybe I'll start tomorrow. Not a big deal. Then it's a phone call you meant to return. Someone's waiting for your answer, but you think, I'll get to it later. Maybe it's a book you picked up with good intentions. Read the first few pages, set it on the nightstand, and every day it just gathers a little more dust. That's how neglect begins. Never with fireworks, no marching band. Just the tiniest choice, repeated enough times to become invisible. And the danger is, nobody sounds the alarm. Nobody comes around and says, you skipped your workout. You didn't read your book. The world doesn't shake. The consequences don't show up right away. That's the trap. You skip your health habits one day, and you don't wake up sick the next. You miss a small opportunity, and the roof doesn't cave in. The business you wanted to start still seems possible next month, and the month after that. That's how neglect fools us. Quiet, gentle. It asks for just a little, then a little more. But here's what I discovered. Neglect is never neutral. While you're waiting, it's working. While you delay, it's advancing. Skip a task today, it's easier to skip tomorrow. Ignore a call now, and soon you don't want to call at all. Neglect isn't just what you do, it's what you become used to. Small choices compound into large consequences. Every time you say, not today, you write a line in the story of your future. And soon the little things have added up. The bank account's lower than it should be. The weight's higher than you meant it to be. The friendships are colder. The goal's more distant. Not because of some catastrophe, but because of small daily neglect. Everything deteriorates by default unless you deliberately nourish it. That's the great law of the universe. Anything you leave alone will drift, never toward order, always toward disorder. Leave the garden untended and the weeds show up. Never roses, always weeds. Leave the mind unattended and doubt takes root. Never faith, always doubt. Neglect is slow, and that's why it's so dangerous. You won't see its work in a day, a week, maybe not even a month. But wait long enough, and it reveals itself. Not with a whisper, but with a roar. Suddenly you wake up and wonder, how did it get this way? But the answer is always the same. One small choice at a time. One day at a time. One little act of neglect repeated becomes a way of life. And make no mistake, the law works the same for everyone. Nobody gets an exemption. So if you find yourself drifting, don't wait for the thunder to remind you. Recognize the whisper, the first sign of neglect, the missed moment, the easy excuse. Catch it early, and you still have the power to turn it around. That's the beauty. The quiet start of neglect is matched by the quiet start of change. This is one of the unfortunate laws that govern every corner of life, the law of decay. The second you stop tending something, the second you leave it alone, it begins to move toward disorder. It's as real as gravity, as true as the sunrise. This law doesn't care about your intentions or your good heart. It simply says, whatever is left alone will decline. And it's not just the garden. It's your health, your relationships, your business, your character. If you want proof, try leaving your car in the driveway for a year without touching it. Come back and see if it runs as smooth as the day you parked it. Of course not. The tires have gone flat, the battery's dead, dust everywhere, the paint's faded. Why? because nobody maintained it, and life is just the same. Leave a relationship unattended and notice how the distance creeps in. The laughter isn't as easy, the words aren't as warm. Not overnight, but steadily. Leave your finances alone and watch what happens. Expenses climb while attention falls. The numbers don't magically go up, they go down. Your body too is subject to this law. Health never improves on its own. You can't leave it alone and expect to wake up one morning feeling better, stronger, more energetic. Quite the opposite. The longer you neglect it, the steeper the hill becomes when you try to climb back. Character, maybe most of all. If you're not careful, little lapses become big ones. The small shortcut, the harmless lie, the promise you put off just this once. Pretty soon, the standard you once held high is gathering dust in the attic. This law is so simple, it almost sounds unfair. People sometimes say, why does everything seem to fall apart unless I'm always paying attention? But that's just how it is. The universe is set up for decline by default. Disorder is the default setting. You can't escape it. You can only counteract it. The lesson here is not to feel overwhelmed by it, but to recognize your own power to interrupt it. The opposite of decay is not magic. It's attention. It's action. It's intention brought to the present moment. A little care, applied regularly, interrupts the law. Nourishment is the antidote to decay. But neglect is sneaky because it rarely feels urgent. You don't get a bill in the mail the day you miss your walk or skip the conversation. No alarms ring when you delay the investment. Skip the reading. Let the habit slip. But the law keeps moving quietly, patiently, waiting for its chance. Every area of life is governed by this principle. That's why you can't afford to leave any of the important things alone for long. Relationships, business, health, attitude, skills. If you want them to grow, you can't neglect them, because the law of decay isn't personal, but it is relentless. People ask if there's a shortcut. There isn't. But there is a strategy. The strategy is simple. Pay attention. Catch decline early, respond quickly, and the law works in your favor. Ignore it and you pay the price, slowly at first, then all at once. So the question to ask is, what am I leaving alone right now? What have I put off thinking it will be fine? That's the area where the law is already at work, whether you notice or not. But here's the hope. The same law that brings decline in the absence of action rewards you the moment you return your focus. It's waiting, ready to respond, as soon as you start nourishing again. Now let's move away from decay and start looking towards the antidote, nourishment. And here's what I learned. Nourishment is a daily discipline, not a once in a while event, not a burst of enthusiasm followed by long periods of inattention. Real nourishment is a rhythm, a habit, a gentle persistence that outlasts every storm. You can't cram for health. You can't wait until you're feeling run down and then try to make up for months of neglect with one frantic week at the gym. Life doesn't work that way. You don't get to binge on good habits and expect them to last. The body responds to steady, daily input. The mind, too. Wisdom isn't something you gather all at once. Success isn't something you pile up in a weekend seminar or a 10-day challenge. It's a quiet, steady accumulation. Think about the plant on your windowsill. You don't water it once a month and hope for miracles. You don't pour a whole gallon into the pot and say, that should hold it for the year. No, you give it a little every day. You adjust for the season. You check the soil. You pay attention. That's how nourishment works. little by little, repeated, consistent. The same goes for your goals, your relationships, your character. Small actions performed regularly add up to transformation. The kind word offered daily. The book read for a few minutes each night. The investment made with every paycheck. It doesn't have to be dramatic, but it does have to be consistent. People sometimes look for intensity, one heroic act to change everything. But the truth is, consistency beats intensity every time. Life doesn't respond to what you do once in a while. It responds to what you do day in and day out, almost without thinking. It's the brushing of teeth, the morning walk, the thoughtful note, the deliberate moment of gratitude. There's something magical that happens when you honor the daily discipline. Nourishment compounds. One day, you wake up and realize you're stronger, wiser, richer in spirit and in substance. Not because of some grand gesture, but because of the hundreds of small, almost invisible acts stacked on top of each other. Don't let the simplicity fool you. The difference between neglect and nourishment is often just a handful of minutes each day. A little effort, focused in the right direction. The world rewards those who show up for their own lives, not just when it's convenient, but especially when it isn't. That's when it counts the most. And here's another secret. When you make nourishment your habit, you find it's not as hard as it first seemed. The muscle grows stronger. The mind gets sharper. The tasks that once felt heavy become light because now they belong to your daily rhythm. So ask yourself, what can I nourish today? Not someday, not next week, today. And what's the smallest action I can repeat until it becomes automatic? That's where real progress lives, in the rituals, not the resolutions. You can't change your whole life in a single day, but you can change the direction. Every day offers a new chance, a new vote cast for nourishment or neglect, a new seed planted or left to dry out. The secret is to honor the process. Growth is not an event. It's a ritual. Now I want to pull back the curtain on something that catches so many by surprise, the hidden cost of neglect. Now, if neglect showed up with a big red bill every time you skipped a day, you'd never let it get far. But it's sneaky. Neglect is expensive because it hides the bill until much later. It lets you believe there's no cost, not today, not tomorrow. But it keeps a quiet ledger. Every missed action, every postponed decision, every ignored responsibility tallied up out of sight. Neglect sends no warnings at first. You skip the workout and you might not have to loosen your belt up the next day. Your pants still fit the same. You avoid the tough conversation. The relationship doesn't collapse in a day. The business task stays on the list, but the world keeps spinning. And because the consequences don't shout, they whisper, it's so easy to pretend they aren't coming, but they always arrive. The cost of neglect doesn't just show up in obvious ways. It creeps in silently. Lost energy, missed opportunity, fading confidence. You go to reach for the fire inside, and it's not as bright as you remember. Doors you thought would always be open suddenly aren't. A once bright idea loses its shine. The job feels heavier, the days feel longer, but you can't quite put your finger on why. Neglect compounds, quietly in the background. It's like a slow leak in a tire. At first, you barely notice the difference. But drive long enough, and suddenly you're running flat. The energy you once took for granted now feels drained. The confidence you use to carry into every room is harder to summon. The faith you had in your own potential is shadowed by doubt. The real sting comes when the damage is visible. When the bank account is low, the health report is concerning, the opportunity has passed. Then, and only then does the full bill arrive. But it was always adding up, little by little. The habits you neglected, the skills you let slip, the relationships you took for granted. They all send their invoice eventually. Here's what's most deceptive about neglect. Because it's painless at first, it's easy to believe it's harmless. That's the illusion. One day turns into two, two turns into a week, and soon you're off course. And when you finally look up, the distance from where you are to where you meant to be can look overwhelming. But you're not powerless. The damage compounds quietly, yes, but so does the solution. You don't have to fix it all at once. You just have to interrupt the pattern, catch neglect in the act, and you can begin to reverse it. The first step might not show immediate results, but it puts you back in control. So don't wait for the cost to come due. Don't let the quiet accumulation fool you. Take inventory. Where are you paying a hidden price? Where is the leak in your bucket? Find it, face it, and know that every act of nourishment starts tipping the balance back in your favor. Because as surely as the cost of neglect accumulates in silence, the rewards of nourishment begin to show. Sometimes quietly at first, but always surely. Don't underestimate the compounding power on either side. There's an emotional pattern that neglect sets in motion. Neglect never operates alone. It always brings company. First comes guilt, that quiet voice. The one that reminds you, you should have, you could have. It doesn't yell, but it's persistent. You tell yourself you'll get back on track tomorrow, but tomorrow comes with a little more weight. The more you neglect, the heavier it gets. And what does guilt create? Avoidance. You start dodging the very things you meant to take care of. That unopened letter, that project left halfway done, the friend you meant to call last week. Guilt makes you turn away, hoping the feeling will fade. But of course, it never does. It waits patiently, tucked inside every unfinished task, every missed moment. The pattern is familiar. Neglect breeds guilt. Guilt leads to avoidance, and avoidance deepens the neglect. Around and around it goes, like a wheel stuck in the mud. The longer you spin, the deeper you sink. It's easy to start thinking, maybe I can just ignore it a little longer. But deep down, you know, that's only feeding the cycle. It's a trap so many fall into. You skip one day, then another, then you start feeling bad about skipping. And that feeling makes it harder to start again. The mountain looks taller from the bottom than it did from halfway up. Pretty soon you're not just neglecting tasks, you're neglecting hope. That's how it feels when the emotional bill arrives. But here's the breakthrough. Motion restores emotion. The only way to break the cycle is to act. Not a grand gesture, just a small, immediate step. Call the person, open the letter. Lace up the shoes and walk around the block. It doesn't matter how small the action is. What matters is that you move. The moment you do, the emotion begins to shift. Guilt loosens its grip, avoidance loses its power, and suddenly neglect doesn't feel inevitable anymore. This is the beauty of life's design. Action relieves anxiety. Motion changes emotion. You take that first step and you realize you're not stuck. The pattern can be interrupted. The cycle can be broken. Not tomorrow, not next week. Right now, with something small. And don't let the mind trick you into waiting for the perfect moment. There's no magic day when you feel ready. The readiness comes after you start, not before. The emotion follows the action, not the other way around. Think about how you feel after you finally tackle something you've been avoiding. The relief, the lightness. Sometimes it's not as hard as you imagined. It's just been hanging over your head, growing in the shadow of neglect. The moment you address it, the weight begins to lift. So if you find yourself caught in the emotional pattern of neglect, guilt, avoidance, deeper neglect. Remember, the smallest act can set you free. The discipline of starting is what breaks the pattern and invites a new emotion into your life. So where does the real change begin? Too often, when things start to slip, the instinct is to patch up the symptoms. The relationship is tense, so you try a quick fix. The business isn't growing, so you chase a new tactic. The energy's low, so you grab another cup of coffee. But if you only address what's broken, you're always running around with a toolbox, never really solving the problem. The secret is to nourish the source, not just the symptoms. If you want sweet fruit, you don't paint the apples red. You tend to the roots. You make sure the tree gets water, sunlight, and good soil. The fruit reflects the root, always. That's true for every area of life. Don't just focus on the visible issues. Go deeper. Nourish your philosophy. What you believe about yourself, about life, about possibility. These are the roots that feed every result. If your beliefs are strong, if your attitude is healthy, if your vision is clear, the symptoms begin to change on their own. It's easy to forget this. The world is loud about the fruit. Everybody notices the results. The number on the scale, the figure in the bank account, the applause or the silence. But the real work happens underground, out of sight. When you change what's happening at the root, you change what appears at the branch. Habits are roots. Every daily action, no matter how small, is sending a message to your future. If you nourish the habit, the outcome takes care of itself. That's why the greatest investment is always in what supports the result, not just what you see on the surface. Mindset, too. The stories you tell yourself, the standards you hold, the vision you keep alive. These are the hidden supports. If you neglect them, no amount of surface fixing will last. You'll be busy chasing fires instead of building something that stands. So ask yourself, not just what's broken, but what's supporting it. If the fruit is sour, what's happening at the root? If the energy is missing, what's happening in your routines, your rest, your self-talk? If the relationship is suffering, what's going on in your habits of communication, your willingness to listen, your ability to forgive? Strengthen what supports the result. And you won't need to spend your life fixing symptoms. Build a strong root system, and the storms don't knock you down. The winds may blow, the seasons may change, but the tree stands firm because what's underneath is solid. It's tempting to search for quick solutions, bandages, shortcuts, miracle cures. But all the while, the real answer is usually quieter, simpler, deeper. Nourish the source, and the fruit will tell the story. Now let's look at the force that quietly shapes every result, the compounding effect. This is one of those laws you can't escape. Both neglect and nourishment multiply. It doesn't matter if you notice. It doesn't matter if you believe it. It just happens. Every action repeated grows roots and bears fruit, for better or for worse. Compounding works like gravity, always in motion, always pulling. If you nourish your life, your efforts stack up, one on top of the other. Each small discipline, each thoughtful act, each bit of attention adds to the last. And before you know it, you've built something strong and lasting. It feels slow at first, almost invisible, but that's the magic. The rewards come quietly, then all at once. But remember, compounding doesn't care about direction. Neglect compounds too. Miss one day and it seems harmless. Miss a week, now you're behind. Let it go a month and you wonder how you got so far off track. The small things left undone become big things undone. The little cracks grow into gaps you can't ignore. Think of it this way. Every day, you're making a deposit or a withdrawal. You're adding strength to your health, your character, your relationships, or you're slowly draining them. There's no neutral. You're never standing still. That's why it's called the compounding effect, not the stagnant effect. You're always in motion, always compounding. The only question is, which direction are you headed? Here's where most people get discouraged. They nourish for a while, and it looks like nothing's happening. The scale barely moves. The savings don't seem to grow. The skills aren't showing up. But compounding is quiet at first. The rewards are shy. They want to see if you'll stay committed. The world doesn't give you the harvest just because you planted the seed. It wants to know if you're willing to tend the soil. But when you stick with it, when you keep adding those small daily acts, the compounding effect begins to show itself. Suddenly, the bank account is healthier, the body is stronger, the opportunities are appearing. It feels like it happened overnight, but you know better. It was the quiet power of compounding, working while you slept. On the other side, neglect grows just as quietly. You don't see the rot in the roof until it leaks. You don't notice the distance in a friendship until it's hard to bridge. You don't spot the drift in your standards until you wake up one day and wonder how you got here. This law is a great equalizer. It gives to everyone exactly what they've earned. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not about luck, it's about accumulation. The small things done or left undone, day after day, year after year. That's the opportunity and the warning. You can start compounding in a new direction today. It won't look like much at first, but give it time. Stay with it. The results will come, and when they do, they come multiplied. So ask yourself, which direction am I compounding in? Am I building or am I drifting? The answer is always found in the small daily actions, because over time, the small things aren't small. They're everything. Okay, now here's what I call the unbreakable law. This law isn't buried in a book somewhere. It isn't locked up in the minds of the wise. It's right out in the open, shaping every result, every life, every day. Neglect leads to decline. Nourishment leads to growth. It's as true for the smallest habit as it is for the grandest ambition. You can't pray this law away. You can't wish it into something else. You can't talk your way around it. The universe doesn't bend for intention alone. It responds to what you do consistently, honestly, day after day. And it keeps score with perfect accuracy. No favorites, no exceptions. The law is universal. Sometimes people look for a loophole. They say, maybe just this once. Maybe if no one notices, maybe I'll get away with it. But there's no hiding from this one. The garden grows weeds or flowers, depending on what you tend or what you leave untended. The body, the mind, the spirit, each one answers to this law. Ignore your health and it drifts away. Neglect your relationships and they grow cold. Leave your skills untouched and they gather dust. That's the law at work every day. It can feel relentless, but it's also fair, because the same law that punishes neglect also rewards nourishment. You get back what you put in, sometimes more, sometimes much more, but never less. Some people want to believe that good intentions are enough, that if you just think about getting better, the results will appear. But life says, show me the effort, the care, the discipline. Show me the time you invested when it wasn't easy. Show me the days you kept going, even when no one was watching. The law sees everything, the days you nourish and the days you neglect. This law doesn't change for anyone. It doesn't care about past victories, only present actions. You can't rest on yesterday's harvest. The crops you picked last year won't feed you this season. Every day the law is at work, quietly, steadily, shaping your future. And you know what? There's freedom in that. Because if you don't like where you're headed, you can change direction. The law doesn't lock you in, it simply follows your lead. Start nourishing today, and the decline begins to slow, then to reverse. Start paying attention, and growth finds its way back in. But make no mistake, you do have to choose. The law won't pick for you. It won't push you toward growth or hold you back from decline. It just keeps score. You decide which side of it you'll live on. So here's the challenge. Which side of the law are you living on today? It's not a question of luck or talent or background. It's a question of choice. One side brings deterioration, the other brings transformation. You can't break the law, but you can break the pattern. Choose nourishment and watch what happens. Now here's the best part. The most important reward you will get from all of this, the return of nourishment. If you've been on the side of neglect for a while, it's easy to believe that getting back will take forever. The mind whispers, it's too late. You've drifted too far. But life isn't quite so harsh. There's a beautiful truth in how quickly progress returns when you start nourishing again. The moment you bring back care and attention, things begin to change. At first, it's subtle. The body doesn't transform overnight. The account doesn't fill up in a week. The relationship isn't instantly mended. But almost right away, you feel a shift. More energy, a little spark. The door opening just a crack. That's nature's way of rewarding correction. See, the same law that compounded the pain of neglect is waiting to multiply your efforts in the other direction. You make a small deposit, and you start seeing a return. You make another, and suddenly you've got momentum. The reward seems slow at first, but then they pick up speed. The confidence begins to return. The old doubt gives way to new hope. What's really encouraging is how quickly the process can accelerate. One good choice leads to another. One completed task brings enough energy to tackle the next. You start feeling proud of the little things, and that pride fuels bigger actions. The positive spiral is just as real and just as powerful as the negative one. Don't underestimate how eager life is to respond. The day you start nourishing again, the law of compounding flips from punishing to rewarding. The same routine that dragged you down now lifts you up. The habits that wore you out now build you up. It's as if the universe says, welcome back. Let's get moving. Progress always rewards correction. Not with miracles, but with momentum. Each act of nourishment, no matter how small, counts. Each one breaks the hold of neglect a little more. And as the days stack up, the changes become impossible to ignore. This is true for every area: health, business, family, self-respect. You might not see the results instantly, but you will feel the difference. One encouraging word, one healthy meal, one honest effort. The benefits begin to show up, sometimes quietly at first, but then with more and more enthusiasm. So if you've wandered, if you've let things slide, don't let guilt keep you on the sidelines. The law doesn't care about how long you've neglected, only about when you begin again. It never says it's too late. It just asks if you're ready to start nourishing once more. And you'll find that every day you choose nourishment, progress comes back a little faster, a little easier. That's nature's gift to those who decide to turn around. Now I want to finish up with the daily test. The question life asks, quietly but firmly, every single day. Did you nourish or neglect? That's it. No fancy tricks, no complicated formulas. Just that simple, powerful question waiting for an answer as the sun goes down. Every day is an opportunity to tip the balance. Every morning starts clean. A blank page, a fresh start, a chance to choose. And by the time you lay your head down at night, the answer is there, written in the results, in your feelings, in the quiet tally no one else sees. Did you nourish or did you neglect? That answer, repeated over time, determines everything you'll have and everything you'll become. It shapes the body you live in, the mind you rely on, the relationships you treasure, the future you build. Each day's answer is small, almost insignificant on its own. But days become weeks, weeks become years. And before you know it, the pattern of your life has taken shape. What's powerful is how honest this test is. It can't be cheated, it can't be delayed. If you nourish your goals grow. If you nourish your health responds. If you nourish your spirit shines brighter. And if you neglect, well, the results show up just as faithfully. Maybe not right away, but always in time. Some people spend years looking for a secret, a shortcut, a way around the daily test. But life only ever asks for today's answer. Not yesterday's, not tomorrow's. Just today. Did you make the call? Did you take the walk? Did you listen, care, learn, give? The test is always in session, always fair, always accurate. What makes this law so powerful is that it puts you in charge. The results aren't handed out by luck or circumstance. They're built choice by choice, day by day. The daily test is how you build a fortune, how you restore a friendship, how you find your purpose. By showing up, by nourishing what matters, by refusing to let neglect get the last word. So when you wake up tomorrow, let that question guide you. What will I nourish today? What matters most? And how can I honor the discipline, even in the smallest way? The world may be complicated, but this part is simple. Today's answer is what counts. And when you go home today, remember, no one is perfect. Some days, neglect finds a little crack to sneak through. That's okay. Some days you will stumble, and that's okay too, because the test is back again in the morning, ready to give you another shot. There's always another chance, another moment to nourish, another day to tip the scale in your favor. That's the law you can't escape, and that's the opportunity that never leaves you. Nourish and you grow, neglect and you drift. Choose wisely and watch how the pattern of your days becomes the masterpiece of your life.